This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Slowing down Old Man River.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. With food prices where they are, what we did not need this summer was flooding in the Midwest. But it looks like that's what we're going to get. Early this morning, a lock and dam on the Mississippi River was closed to barge traffic. There are 9 of these locks, and they'll all be closed eventually if water levels keep rising. The economic toll of shutting down the Mississippi cannot be underestimated. Small towns all over the Midwest are already feeling squeezed by the flooding. Maureen McCollum reports from Wisconsin Public Radio.
The southwestern Wisconsin town of Ontario is usually lush and green this time of year. It's Kickapoo River, a big tourist draw for canoers and kayakers. Now, everything appears mucky and brown. Colin Winchell works at Drifty's Canoe Rentals.
You stand on this bridge and look down the water, you'll see canoes in the trees and canoes stuck in fences.
The Kickapoo's water is still so high and so dangerous that no one knows when the tourists will return. Ontario's village president puts preliminary damage at $2 million, a lot for a town of 500. The damage to the county's agriculture, hay, corn, and soybeans, is estimated at $5.5 million. But it could be worse. About 60 miles to the east, the man-made Lake Delton was completely drained when floodwaters breached its dam. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle.
There are 22 lodges that are on that lake that had people booked all summer long to go there.
The flood's full economic impact throughout the Midwest isn't clear, but FEMA will continue to assess the value of the damage over the next few days. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, this is Maureen McCollum for Marketplace.
On Wall Street, the Dow is getting further away from 13,000 all the time. In fact, it could fall below 12,000 today. The Dow dropped 206 points yesterday to 12,083. Oil prices remain a major concern. The NASDAQ was down 54 to 2,394. The S&P 500 dropped 23 to 1,335. In Japan today, the Nikkei dropped 2% to a two-week low. But in Europe, shares are 0.5% higher. The maker of Stella Artois beer is making its run at Budweiser. Today, the Belgian company InBev launched a gigantic bid, $46 billion for Anheuser-Busch. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard has more.
This is an audacious move by InBev. The company, which makes Stella Artois, is offering $46.9 billion for Anheuser-Busch in cash. InBev has borrowed the money. In spite of the credit crunch, some investment banks are still willing to lend for the right deal. Anheuser-Busch says it'll consider the offer, but analysts expect the board to reject it. It's likely to get a pretty hostile reception in the brewer's home state of Missouri. InBev has a reputation for aggressive cost-cutting. Launching the bid, the company has tried to ease local fears. It says if the takeover goes ahead, it will keep Busch's headquarters in St. Louis and that it has no plans to close down any American breweries. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. And by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke had this to say this week. The economy's probably not headed for a severe downturn, and inflation is the Fed's number one concern. And when I say inflation, I don't mean gas and food prices. Inflation is an overall increase in prices, when a dollar doesn't buy as much anymore. With that in mind, time to visit with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Everybody's worried about inflation coming, except you. Why not, Chris?
Well, here's why I don't think we're going to see inflation. What is happening to people's budgets right now? $4 a gallon gasoline. higher food costs. You take those things out of retail sales, guess what? Retail sales are weak. People are spending less. They don't have the money. The money they have is being absorbed by higher food and energy costs. It's a weak economy. You're not going to get a surge in inflation in the kind of weak economy that we have right now.
So then why is the Fed talking about the dollar and President Bush talking about the dollar and inflation?
Well, what they're doing actually is one of the reasons why I'm very optimistic about inflation. We all are seeing the high price of oil, the high price of gasoline, the high price of food. There is a concern. And so what the Fed is doing is it's talking a tough game. Maybe it raises its rates. Maybe it doesn't. But tell me that inflation is going to take off when central bankers around the world are united in their concern about inflation. It's almost a self-defeating forecast. They're worried about it. They're going to act against it. Therefore, we're not going to get it.
Chris, you also mentioned to me about the bond market and that you can watch that to look for signs of inflation or how investors are treating inflation. What is that telling us right now?
What inflation? One way of measuring the market's anticipation of inflation rate is to take a look at the 10-year Treasury yield, and then you look at the yield on Treasury inflation-protected securities. And the difference between those two is what the market is anticipating the inflation rate will be over 10 years. Market's anticipating 6%? No. 5%? No. Turns out market's anticipating 2.4%. That's essentially the rate the market's been anticipating for about the past 3 years. And investors are saying, yeah, we might have a little bit higher prices right now, but the Fed is acting and inflation is just simply not a big deal.
Well, Chris, you made a very good argument. Although when you go to the gas station and the grocery store, it doesn't make you feel any better.
No, it doesn't. It makes you feel a lot poorer.
All right, Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
I do have a small piece of good news about gas prices. The Energy Department says gas should top out at $4.15 a gallon this summer, although it looks like prices will be above $4 for the rest of the year. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.